it though.
Well, has he? 63 Thunderbird I would have sold in a day a year ago. Now they just want to look at the pictures. Mm. You smell nice.
How was your day?
It was great. We had a big breakthrough in the Bulgari case.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We found a boot print. A really good one. The left heel was worn way down.
Huh. That's a good lead.
I know. We found a hair.
A hair? Wow.
It's at the lab. So hopefully by noon tomorrow we'll find out his DNA, what kind of conditioner he uses, if he streaks his hair, if he has dandruff, everything. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
You know, having those extra men really paid off.
Oh, you're just being modest.
Are you coming to bed, baby?
I'm just gonna have a shower. Don't let me keep you up.
Ho sbagliato tante volte ormai che lo so già. Oggi quasi certamente sto sbagliando su di te. Ma una volta in più che cosa può cambiare nella vita mia? Accettare questo strano appuntamento è stata una pazzia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are Mr.
Diaz. Miguel Diaz.
And you're here to open a...
A SEP retirement account.
Terrific. Oh, it says here you're already retired.
I am.
What was your occupation?
I was a high school basketball coach.
You must have done very well for yourself.
What's your name?
Craig.
Craig, let me ask you something. Do you have safe deposit boxes here?
Yes, they're housed in our vault.
In your vault?
It's over 100 years old. Of course, we've made some state-of-the-art upgrades since then.
You know, I was once in a vault while it was being robbed.
That must have been quite an experience.
Yeah.
What do y'all do?
My husband and I. Well, he's retired. Just retired. Great. And I did work at an art gallery. And, you know, I love art, obviously. I paint. And that's too brown. I'm sorry. Do you mind if
Hey, it's your paint.
Okay. Show you something specific?
Well, I was looking for something for my wife.
What is it, a special occasion?
It's our second, third anniversary. Excuse me. Hello, Mrs. Diaz. We were just talking about you.
How'd it go at the bank?
It was easy. I mean, great.
No, you mean easy.
What?
You're doing recon work on our anniversary?
Tess.
Let me ask you this. Where are you now?
Casing a jewelry store.
Well, that's an interesting way to ease back into society, which was your idea, I might add. Hmm? Should I stop painting now?
Listen, let's talk about something really important. I can't find a restaurant for tonight.
Well, we'll stay in.
Really?
Hmm.
Great, I'll cook.
No, I'll cook. You talk.
You want me to talk?
Mm-hmm.
Words and everything. That's what they make flowers for, you know.
Oh, no, Danny.
What is it? Tess, what's wrong?
There's water in the basement and the pilot light is out.
Hang up.
Yes.
Where is Mr. Diaz? I want it back, Tess. I want it all back.
You got it all back from the insurance company.
I want my money back. The money that your husband and his 10 friends stole from me. With interest. $160 million over 3 years. It's a lot of big. And I want it all back.
He's got 2 weeks.
You'll never find them. Way too smart for you.
Right. You know, as it turns out, I'm not the only person in the world looking for Ocean's 11.
The groom, and I'm not supposed to say anything, but make a speech. But I don't care what the rules are, because I really want to thank my family. My mom and dad, Uncle Gary and Aunt Grace, Uncle Ted, Aunt Celeste, their children, Denise and Jessica, my bishop, Tom, and his wife, Helen, my neighbor, John, and his new girlfriend, Tanya, and all the guys at Lean Machine Inc., Bobo, Mullethead, Big Sam, and everyone else that who's just been great in welcoming Sarah into the family. Thank you.
Excuse me, everybody. I
get up. Get up.
Get up.
Walk.
Walk. I'd like to say a few words about commitment, about honor, about responsibility, about a very special someone, and admitting to her. Get up, pull the chair out. Admitting to her, in front of everybody, that her wedding and that very special honeymoon trip to Epcot Center will have to be postponed.
The photographer. Jesus, he's just a friend. You met him at the Mint, remember? Well, of course I am. You don't expect me to embarrass myself in front of a new friend by fan commercial. On a budget? On a budget. Excuse me, but who's the only person who couldn't get in the door on the Chinese cell phone market, huh? You with all your connections? What was that? You know, he seemed really nice. You know it's hard for guys to be friends with me. And you do this every time that I meet someone new. You know what? It's getting really boring.
Nui hai zi, dan de suling zi, yi ding hui bu guang.
Do you actually think it's an accident no one know about my man Fred Bug Kelly? Sure, ain't no accident. There's only one doggone explanation, and you lovely ladies know exactly what it is. I'm gonna tell you what it is. Conspiracy, collusion, complicity. That's all it is. Let me break it down like a fraction for you about my man Fred Bug Kelly. Fred Bug Kelly made skates out of whiskey bottles at his uncle's farm in the early 1900s. That was over there in Nova Scotia. And I'm gonna tell you something else. You ain't never seen his name on the Stanley Cup. You know why that is? Because that son of a bitch, Jim Crow, took his name off the history books. Aren't you kind of...
Seems like every time I see you, you're playing a race card, Frank. Now, why is that?
You can let go of my feet now.
We travel almost any way for cheap. I beat you while I'm your best friend.
This don't bother you?
Of course it bothers me, mate, but what the f*** do you want me to do about it?
Well, it's f***ed up. You can't hear none of the lyrics. You can't even get with the beat with all them f***ing bleeps in it.
If you want a f***ing single on the f***ing radio, this is what you're going to have to f***ing do.
Well, it's f***ed, isn't it? It's totally f***ing right. It's f***ing What the f*** is that?
Somebody must be in too.
And you haven't contacted my father about any of this. Because really, I don't think there's any reason to involve him. Or my mom.
It's all on you, Linus.
Okay. Good. Because I have a whole network.
Get out of my car.
Thank you.
Mr. Bloom? There appears to be a slight problem with your card.
Oh, yes.
I'm afraid not, sir.
Why?
Your business manager said you would understand.
Todd said I would understand?
No. Mr. Benedict.
Oh, yes. An old friend, a practical joker. Tell Mr. Benedict he's won this round, yes. Terry Benedict. Oh, Terry.
She's looking at me from across the room, and she's crazy about me, I can tell, because she's been staring at me all night long. So suddenly, I just go up to her, and I grab her, and I've got her really close to me, and her eyes are all fiery. And my eyes are fiery, and it's like it's electric. And I say to her, Mom? Mother?
What?
Thanks for letting me finish.
What can I say? You're a funny guy.
Oh, yeah, my friend Rusty. I'm worried about him. He owns this hotel in Los Angeles, losing a lot of money, and he's got no life. He's a nice, bright kid, but he's beating his brains out. Do you think I could send something through you, like a message to him?
I read your palm, not his.
Somebody who could do that could do very well. Anything on my health, my hips are bothering.
Please!
This? You couldn't see this?
After the second call, I tried knocking, but he won't open up.
I'll handle it. I know him.
Jesus Christ! Are you people retarded? It says do not disturb!
It's me.
Hey. Come on in.
Jeez, Topher, you didn't have to go all Frankie Muniz on me.
I'm sorry, Russ. Look, I know this is your joint. I just... There's this girl. I love her, man. I love her, but she is driving me crazy. I can't sleep. I can't work. You know, I quit the show. I totally phoned in that Dennis Quaid movie. I mean, it's like...
Hello?
God, it's almost like this Kabbalah crap doesn't even work.
Rusty, call for you.
Dude, don't leave.
Yeah?
I have a message for Robert Charles Ryan, soon to be ex-owner of the Standard Hotel.
You got him.
Last time we spoke, you hung up on me.
You used nasty words. I got sensitive ears, you know.
Well, I admit I was a little emotional that evening.
Think about that night a lot, don't you? I'm surprised to get a call. I thought I'd be dead before I heard the sound that killed me.
Well, I've been asked to show some restraint. Otherwise, you would have gone out one morning, gone out to your favorite car of all the 17 that you own, and as soon as you turned on the ignition... You got 2 weeks.
Huh.
Now, you told me that your wife said that he called it Ocean 11. Now, who decided that? I'm a private contractor.
It was a collaboration. That moniker is insulting.
Yeah, I mean, Danny, it was one job that we did together, so I don't know where this whole, like, proprietary stance comes from. Wait, it seems a little possessive.
One could
know?
Make the argument that because it was, in fact, Danny's idea, maybe
no,
it
hang
be...
on a minute. We all had our own areas of expertise. I mean, without us, it don't leave your head, mate.
It just hurts, you know, because it seemed like we all agreed to call it the Benedict job. I mean, that's what we called it when we were doing it. You know?
Right.
If you wanted to call it something else all along, then...
Wait, when you have a problem, who do you go to?
Rusty.
Thanks, Linus. Let's get back on the topic. Based on what we stole, plus interest, how much does everybody owe?
$17.34 million. Assuming Benedict gives us prime plus one, which I doubt, figure 19 to be safe.
Okay, 19 each. Anybody got that?
What? You think the stock market's some great mystery beyond the realm of human understanding? Didn't you see the signs? I saw the signs.
How much is everybody short? How much are you short?
14.
You spent all but $5 million?
Yeah, I did. You gonna start with me in front of everybody? You don't know what it's like to create something from scratch, so just, you know?
Well, with interest, I'm short 7.
8. I spent about $1 million, mostly on talent development, so that makes it 7 for me. Boy, the interest just kills you.
I'm not 9.
What's the interest?
About 6.
Then I owe 6.
How? What?
I've been staying at my parents'.
I owe 25. Hotels, man.
It's all?
I haven't spent it all, but I will. I'm out, fellas. As ranking old-timer, I gotta say, I just can't do it. At my age, I think I'm in the right to be selfish. I want to thank you all for the wonderful opportunity. You're all aces in my book. But I want the last check I write to bounce.
So, you having a laugh? So...
很伤心?
I can handle Saul's share.
You don't have to do that.
Who'd I talk to if you were all dead?
That's a good point. All right, I owe 10. Amazing?
Oh,
yeah, but it's a nice place.
So that comes to...
97, give or take.
He didn't find us on his own. Someone helped him.
Another thief.
Well, there's nobody we know that would... violate rule number one.
What we do know is we need a job. We need a high-paying job.
Well, now we're too hot to work anywhere in this country.
So we go abroad. How about we go...
We're on to 5 o'clock.
Good. Where are we going?
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam it is. Clock's running, guys. Let's go.
All right, never been to Amsterdam.
I heard German girls are really hot.
Well, yeah. Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Don't tell Danny.
Hey, Rusty. Sorry. Hey.
What are you doing? What's wrong with you?
No. What? Can I?
What?
Just for a second, can I talk to you?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. This might not be the right perfect time or whatever to talk about it, but
okay.
I've been thinking. I've been doing my homework. I'd really like to play a more central role this time around.
Right.
And everything. I feel like I've
right.
I'm ready for that, and I wanted to know
we
if I could.
Do.
I was wondering if I could maybe come to the meeting and help you guys negotiate.
Okay. It's just to sit down with Matsumi. He's got his own language. This guy.
Look, I watched you and Danny really closely last time around. I learned a ton.
Linus, in my professional opinion. Not ready.
Okay.
But
yeah.
But if you're convinced you are ready, I can speak with Danny. We can make this happen. But
okay.
You gotta be sure. You're not sure?
No, I am.
You're sure?
Just but if I had a question,
You would call me?
Right. Okay.
Anytime. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
I almost wasn't gonna come over and say anything.
Then I'd still be sleeping.
See, have you met Matsui? Seriously, what do you think of me as you know, in terms of just leadership potential?
The fact that we're unemployable should never enter your mind.
Otherwise, you're wasting your time and his.
And ours. And his.
And don't mention Benedict unless he does first.
And if he does, tell him everything.
Right. Stay on point. And don't forget the other thing I told you.
About what?
About listening.
Just relax. Remember, we don't get this job, we're dead.
Okay, yeah, Rusty, I tried calling you all of yesterday.
So finally, she slams her vodka tonic down on the tray and says, hey, maybe that's why I've been feeling so warm recently.
So, the business?
The business. A doctor who specializes in skin diseases will dream he has fallen asleep in front of the television. Later, will wake up in front of the television, but not remember his dream.
Would you agree?
If all the animals along the equator were capable of flattery, then Thanksgiving and Halloween would fall on the same date.
When I was 4 years old, I watched my mother kill a spider with a tea cozy. Years later, I realized it was not a spider. It was my Uncle Harold.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face, stars to fill my dreams. I am a traveler in both time and space, to be where I have been.
Is he all right? Are we all right?
Kashmir?
Is that your idea of making a contribution?
We ain't even started. We ain't even gotten to the terms yet.
You're this close to losing that.
Okay, I don't even understand what happened in there. What did I say?
You called his niece a whore.
A very cheap one.
What? She's seven.
I'm currently confined to bed with a wicked case.
No, don't tell me that.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So what does this mean?
It means you stay here.
The Mark's name is Vandervouden, a semi-known wealthy recluse. For years, he's claimed to sell antiques, but hasn't actually sold one.
His store is his privately owned home, which no one ever enters. But don't let Vandervouden's eccentricity fool you. The house is extremely well protected.
After Danny.
It's a document. It's a very old, very valuable document.
Yeah, what is it?
A stock certificate.
The first one ever issued from the first corporation on the planet. The Dutch East India Trading Company. It's only one of its kind.
Only one of its kind.
All right, what's the take?
2.5 million euro.
Wait, each?
No.
Oh, who negotiated this?
Hey, stop. You know what? That's a lot of money to a lot of people.
Are you out of your mind? If we do one job a week at that rate, we won't pay Benedict off until...
September 2005.
Jesus Christ, Danny.
Basher, I hear you, but it's what's available to us.
And after we pull this job off, Matsui's going to throw us another one next week. It's going to pay out 10 times this
Which is going to give us enough to buy a few weeks' extension for Benedict.
You hope.
I hope.
We hope.
Now, the good news is that Matsui gave us the system's master code.
All right, so what are we waiting for?
Vandervouden to leave.
That's bad news.
He never leaves.
He's agoraphobic.
He's never been out of his house. Ever?
Not in the 10 years since he moved in.
Doesn't this guy believe in fresh air?
He opens the second floor window every now and then.
What does that mean?
So best time of arrival.
He opens the second floor window every
Look,
now and then.
Every night at 1:30, he takes an Ambien and he puts on Beethoven's Third. By the fourth movement, he's out like a light. So, we go in at 3 a.m.
Okay, can we tap into the system from the phone lines?
Uh-uh. It's a closed-loop system with two redundant servers. Locked in titanium cases next to his bed, right. So... Hacking in is out.
Look at this. All right, simple. Telephone repair truck, right? Basket up to the second floor. Telescoping rod through the window. Tap out the freak's code.
Okay, dumb idea. One lane, one-way street. All right, any stoppage will bring cops.
The outside is covered by five independently wired surveillance cameras.
Monitored 24 hours a day by a security company.
We got five exterior cameras?
Mm.
This guy's a freak.
Super freak.
What about going through the roof?
No.
Two more cameras. Pressure sensor. Please don't touch
And there's a laser net over the trap door leading down.
Smoke the freak out.
Yeah.
Smoke the freak out.
Hey! What? Do we have to use that term? What term? Freak? I mean, the National Institute of Mental Health estimates that 5.6% of adults develop agoraphobia at some point.
Agoraphobia.
Whatever. I'm just saying. I mean, do we... I don't think we need to be the kind of organization that labels people.
I'm now an organization.
What, would you call Emily Dickinson a freak?
Are you hosting a Teletón we don't know about?
Who's Emily Dickinson?
Am I the only one who feels funny about stealing from a, handicapped guy?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I feel funny about anything.
Cool.
But.
Yeah?
But.
Right.
What?
Ahab with a piggyback. Livingston?
Yeah, anything I don't have, I can get.
An Ahab with a what?
Boys?
You're making that up. That's not even a...
That whole Ahab with a piggyback, that's not real.
Frank, come on, let me in.
How do you think it feels when you're sitting down on the toilet and someone's banging on the door?
Well, I gotta sit down on the toilet, otherwise I'm gonna shit on your feet. Come on, Frank. I've been doing this since I'm 12 years old. You're micromanaging. You gotta find people you could delegate to. Otherwise, you'll never have a life.
I don't want a life.
want the hotel to run like a hotel should.
Really?
Yeah. Great. Okay.
Maybe.
Good. Fantastic. Anybody remember that scene in Miller's Crossing where John Turturro begs for his life?
Sure. Look into your heart. I cry every time.
What? We have no line of sight. Our only possibility, second floor window, with 3 inches too high. There's no clear shot, even with Basher. In the physical universe we occupy, it cannot be done.
All right, who else have you called? What about the guy from the Bulgari job?
Nagel, spoke with him.
Anything?
A lot of ideas, none of them any good. He's pushing this new holographic technology. Really interesting stuff, though. He can reproduce anything, 3D.
About 97 million.
We're forcing it.
Yeah, we're forcing it.
You know what we haven't thought of?
What's that?
We turn ourselves in. What could Benedict do to us then?
There you go. Call the cops, tell them we did the Bellagio job, put us away for 20 years, that'd teach him. I think Tess would stick around.
You look great in jumpsuits.
Hey, how's the hotel business?
Sucks. How's East Take?
Sucks. I don't know. Can't turn my brain off, you know, it's me. I go into some place and all I can do is see the angles. It's what I do, it's what I've always done. Love it. Some sort of weird irony, you know. Tess watching me scratch and itch. Hey, listen, you know, the world's gone nuts.
What'd you want to do?
It's not physically attached to the adjacent buildings.
The whole house?
We're just raising it slightly. Schumann did it in 64 in Venice and 73 in Istanbul, and he only had a crew of 6.
We can't tear the whole house.
They did it with the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Exactly. Thank you.
It took 300 men over 2 years to do it.
There's 30 pylons. We cut them, insert the jacks, and crank away. It's really our best plan, guys, considering it's our only plan.
Okay, for how long?
Like I said, it's our only plan.
Master thieves who practice the long con live separate lives as civilians. They have legitimate jobs and families, which make them extremely difficult to catch. The greatest thief of all time was, without question, Gaspar Lamarck, who either died in Portugal in 1988 or in Hong Kong in 1996, or he's still alive. We may never know for certain because Lamarck was never captured or photographed, despite being active for over 50 years. Though he left behind a slew of imitators, only one is worth mentioning in the same breath as Lamarck. The thief we know only as the Night Fox, so named for the small onyx figurines he leaves behind to taunt us, the Night Fox must be considered our number one priority. His string of high-profile crimes are an embarrassment to our branch, to our entire profession. We need more than traditional resources to pursue thieves like the Night Fox. We need to train ourselves to think the way they think, to see what they see. And we should not allow ourselves to be distracted. What?
Guys, yeah. Well, we could really use your help on this one.
I hope the scene hasn't been contaminated. When can I speak to Mr. van der Woude?
Probably tomorrow. He's heavily sedated. We can't figure out how they disabled the alarm. We thought that maybe they tried to short it out somehow.
No, that would have triggered the system and damaged the circuits.
Well, then I don't know how they got in.
They had the code. Someone other than the owner must have known it.
And the Walter swears that that's impossible. He programmed the last 9 steps of the system himself. He said it and never left the house again.
Closed loop, redundant servers, titanium encasement. It's not bad, actually.
Each other.
I think I saw you yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, you were being chased by the police.
Chasing me? No, I don't think so.
I'm quite sure it was you.
Doesn't say much for the police.
I love Rome. I mean, I love it, but there's an opening at work the level above me, and it's, I was just thinking today I was going to try out for it. It's in Amsterdam. My mother has family there, so it'd be good.
He lifted the whole house?
The whole house.
The entire house?
The entire house. It's called the Schumann Special, named after this guy, brilliant guy, Max Schumann. Then he did it in Istanbul in 1973.
What is it?
It's where the crossbow bolt hit.
The crossbow bolt?
They fired from that rooftop through this open window.
With a crossbow bolt from that roof through that window? That's a very difficult shot.
No, and it's an impossible shot. Until they raise the building. Check the pylons, they'll be elevated. You know the name Max Schumann?
No.
Well, they do.
Who?
The Americans.
exactly why would they bring the drill if they weren't planning to use it? What?
Oh, God. Oh.
Congratulations. You are the second person to crack the Van der Woude safe tonight. In arriving second, Mr. Ocean, you have joined a long line of people who have worked very hard and risked a great deal only to get somewhere second. You don't know any of these people by name, of course, because they enter oblivion. You know this word, oblivion? It means to be totally forgotten by everyone forever. And it's where you would be now if it weren't for the Bellagio heist.
I just gotta know who the hell we are.
In a way, I'm responsible for you coming to Amsterdam in the first place. I hired Matsui, and Matsui hired you.
It's the guy who dimed us to Benedict.
All of them, including Ocean.
Yes.
I find that hard to believe. And you are?
You can call me the Night Fox.
The Night Fox? Okay, Mr. Night Fox. What's this information going to cost me?
Don't worry, nothing.
Nothing? Who do you think you're dealing with? Nothing costs nothing. And this information is definitely worth something.
Let's just say our interests are temporarily aligned.
How so?
Well, the information is free, but it comes with certain conditions.
Such as?
Restraint. On your part.
Restraint? That's asking a lot. What else?
They get 2 weeks to buy themselves out of trouble.
2 weeks? I can live with that, even if they can't.
Just out of curiosity, what will you make them pay?
For letting them live, everything they stole, plus interest. A lot of interest.
But didn't your insurance cover what was stolen?
Of course.
So you're asking them to double your money? Well, do you really think that's fair?
Fair. I certainly hope not. So what about the information?
Okay. It's on your desk.
He was here. Around 3:30 this morning, I can tell.
Who?
The Night Fox. Go down to the dam crane and pick up a guy called Matsui. Real name, Ian Nicholas McNally.
The Night Fox was here at the same time as the Americans. Why?
That's what we're going to find out. What is he doing? Get him out of there.
Gast is van steen. Ze krijgt hem nooit aan het praten. Maar had zijn jaren tijd.
To this guy. I mean, why does he have it out for us like this?
And how did he get that code?
Doesn't matter. He broke rule number one. He's on the list.
Oh, great time for a turf war.
Just spoke with Frank's associate in Dublin. Just gonna try to get his name on this guy. In the meantime, our train leaves tomorrow at 1:38, okay?
Where is Frank?
It's gonna get out. Now people talk, then we'll be dead. And no one will want to work with us.
Thank you.
Turn down service for Mr. Ryan.
Hi.
Nice room. You have it all to yourself?
You here to take me in?
Why would I do that? It's not as if you stole something. It's nice to see you again, Robert.
You too.
Of course, you've been seeing plenty of me, haven't you? I like this one. I call it Thief a la Mode. Schumann special, huh? Guess that's what I get for opening my mouth. So what about the night fox? Did he leave you a message? What about the figurine? You still have it? I suppose it's a compliment in a way. I guess he's threatened by you, though I can't imagine why. You have no idea what you're up against. The French police think he's better than Lamarck.
Well, he is French.
Let me give you some advice. Find out how you offended him, apologize, beg for mercy. Got to go. Oh, any message for Frank? He's been hanging around the station.
On what charge?
Well, we found a print of a size 14 high-tech Magnum boot at the crime scene.
And?
Bought with a fraudulent credit card. From that point on, well, there's only one, maybe two great nail salons in Amsterdam.
And
you lied to us.
Yeah, and to me.
Well, Frank knew.
Frank knew you were in touch.
I wasn't in touch. I was more like keeping tabs.
She's a cop.
Detective, actually.
Where'd she learn all that Schumann crap?
Dad.
Well, he was a cop?
Thief.
Oh, God. Was he good?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Pissed off ex-girlfriend whose thief father taught her every trick in the book.
Well, she just made Danny and Yen, which means in the next 48 hours, the three of your pictures are going to be in every police station in Europe.
Nobody looks at them.
Nobody but cops.
Detectives.
You'd think she'd have a little sympathy for us if her old man was a thief.
Sympathy or empathy?
No, her old man got popped the day before her ninth birthday in Russia. Died in jail. So I wouldn't count on much sympathy or empathy.
She's gonna have the hotel under surveillance.
Great, so we'll just eat room service, watch movies, and wait for Benedict to show up and kill us.
Who's the guy at $100 bill?
Adams.
Yeah, he said that every problem is an opportunity in disguise.
Yeah, I bet he couldn't say that with a 45 in his mouth.
No, guys, you're missing the silver lining here. And she gave us a name, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
The Night Fox. One phone call, we're gonna find out everything there is to know about this guy.
We'll be right back.
The name is M. Diaz, D-I-A-Z. It's a black duffel bag. Mm-hmm.
The team's in Rotterdam. Their bag's in Brussels.
He's the modern man. Disconnected, frightened, paranoid, but with good reason. It's too sad to be funny, unusable. I think I can get a good 20 minutes out of it.
Great.
All right, I got it. The team's in Barcelona, the bag's in Madrid.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's a moral issue we're dealing with here. Not to mention, we don't have a grease man anymore because she's in a bag somewhere. We don't know.
You got a bag, man.
Such an ape. An animal with no feelings, you are.
I have feelings.
No, you
Look,
don't.
I do. I feel bad for the guy. He's a human being and a piece of luggage, but he got water, he's got air. What did you want them to do?
Oh, my God. They should have gotten off the bus.
How many professional soccer teams do you know that are fielding 50-year-old men?
Rusty's not 50 years old.
Yeah, dude, we know Rusty's not 50.
I think I'm 50 years old. Let me ask you something. How old do you think I am?
48.
I think I'm 48 years old.
52?
Maybe you should ask me.
Nobody should ever ask you anything.
The guy doesn't have a hard enough life right now. You gotta...
defend him?
Yeah, a little bit.
You put yen in a handbag.
Hey, can I ask you something? You ever notice that...
If you're gonna ask me a question, give me time to respond. Unless you're asking rhetorically, in which case the answer's obvious, yes.
Okay, can I ask
yes.
you?
Yes.
Thanks. You ever notice that Tess looks exactly
like... Don't ever ask that, ever. Seriously. Not to anyone, especially not to her.
Wait, why not?
Look. It's not in my nature to be mysterious. But I can't talk about it, and I can't talk about why.
Ooh. Ask you, do I look 50 to you?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean, you know, only from the neck up.
Nothing.
You want to go out? It's nice.
No.
You want to watch something? The game's on.
No.
You're hungry? I'll heat something up.
No.
Saul, ever since you got back, you've been acting strange. What did Danny want?
Nothing.
Nothing? How could he want nothing?
All right, the night fox has a name. François Tallure. Baron François Tallure. Father was a French industrialist, mother was Italian nobility. He never met her, but he inherited her title. The bad news is he's rich, he's bored, and he's talented. The really bad news is he was trained by Lamarck.
What?
Oh, no.
This is not good.
With the Lamarck, Gaspar Lamarck.
That's the one.
Well, we're doomed.
No, we're not doomed. Come on, he's one guy and he's French.
Yeah. Before we get too impressed by this geezer's background, let's hear what he's actually done.
He started in the early 90s. Bank of Geneva, the Danish Treasury, the Bank of Italy, AMC AMRO, the Brussels Diamond Exchange, the Antwerp Diamond Exchange.
Wait, all those in the 1990s?
I'm only up to 96.
Seriously?
In 97, he went through an art phase. He hit the Tate in London, the Louvre in Paris, twice, and Prado.
Wait, no, hang on. The Prado Museum in 97? That was Moretti. Everybody
he
knows
is
that.
Moretti. It's one of his aliases.
Okay,
in the interest of time, I'll skip to my favorite. In 2002, he stole the King of Morocco's 200-foot yacht, vanished into thin air. Crew surfaced a few days later in a life raft, couldn't remember a thing.
How do you hide a 200-foot yacht?
If the king knows, he's not telling. He got it back a month later. He now plays tennis with Tallulah every weekend.
We're in some serious trouble here, aren't we?
Copy that.
So what do?
We respond.
Respond? How?
In kind.
Quelle joie et quelle surprise de vous voir ici. Mr. Ocean.
You broke rule number one, and that has consequences.
Oh, you must be talking about the paintings. Don't worry. You'll be dead in 5 days, and I'll get my paintings back.
Unless you have an accident first.
I don't think so, Daniel. Perhaps I should explain to you why I'm tormenting you like this.
I'd like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, last month I was in Portugal to see my mentor.
Lamarck.
Indeed. A very loud and annoying American businessman was there the same day. He worked for a big insurance company. He's the one who suggested Benedict to you as a potential mark. You know the man?
What about him?
Well, he said he was the most beautiful job he'd ever seen, and he went on and on about this job, and then he said... It showed you were the greatest thief in the world. But the worst part is that Lamarck never corrected him. I told Lamarck that you can't be better than me. And he answered that was impossible to know for sure. So I thought about that for like 3 weeks in a row, day and night. And then suddenly I realized that he was actually right. It is impossible to compare one theft to the other, huh? So, I guess the only way to know the best of us, for sure, is to go after the same object. Do the same job, don't you think? That would be fun.
You're being awfully cavalier with a lot of people's lives so you can play out a game. You're gonna regret it.
Oh, come on, Mr. Ocean. How are you going to possibly get $97 million by next Wednesday? Especially if every safe you crack between now and then is already empty. Whereas if you accept my challenge and win, I promise I'll pay your debt to Benedict. And Lamarck will hold my money in escrow as a guarantee.
What are we stealing?
The famous Fabergé coronation egg.
Is that your idea or Lamarck's?
Well, I think he would agree that this is the most appropriate thing for us to compete over.
Where's it located?
The egg left Paris this morning on its way to Rome. It travels with heavy security and usually with one or more replicas. Sometimes they even show the replicas without anybody knowing. When the egg goes on display Monday morning, you'll have 48 hours to steal it before your deadline's up. Of course, when the deadline passes and you don't have the egg, Lamarck will know who's the best.
Rusty's phone.
Who is this?
Nicole, who's this?
Nagel. Where's Rusty?
He said if you called to say he was at Gunter's.
Gunter's? What's that about? Did he say something?
Do you have a message?
Yes, I do. Tell him this thing is going to cost him double what I told him. And tell him I have to go 3 times as thin on the layers. And tell him if he wants it tomorrow, it should cost him more than double. And tell him this thing is beautiful.
fool the bloody Romanovs themselves. And tell him I'm being a nice guy. And tell him he
dresses like a gigolo.
Is that it?
Yeah, no. Tell him having a sexy female assistant is such a terrible cliche.
Roman, ho finito tutti i numeri. Ecco l'ultimo messaggio d'errore dell'ultima ora.
Grazie, Francesca. Can I get a coffee?
Va bene.
You call me on Saturday and ask me to come into my office and sign a 1077. And you can't even tell me what they are after.
I can come to your house.
I'm leaving for Naples in 2 hours. We can talk about this on Wednesday.
It will be gone by Wednesday.
What?
Something worth signing a 1077 for. Ryan and his friends did the Bellagio casino heist in 2001. I am telling you this is serious.
If that's true, then we should call the American FBI.
No. Maurizio, listen to me.
Agent Lahiri, a 1077 is not a small thing. Unless you can tell me what they are after, there is no point in discussing it.
Because Lamarck stole it in 1980 when 23 others failed. Because the Night Fox is trying to prove that he's better than Robert Ryan and his friends.
This is ridiculous. You say the egg will be stolen. Then you say Lamarck already stole 24 years ago. Which one is it?
Both.
What?
Lamarck's wife made him put the egg back.
When I signed a 1077 for you in a Bulgari case, you requisitioned 30 of my men for 3 months and made 0 arrests. I won't do it again.
First things first, we cannot go at night. The laser grid in the Great Hall is impossible to beat.
Nothing's impossible.
This is impossible. It's in constant motion. And it's programmed to improvise randomly, which means we can't plan a way through it.
All right. So it's a daytime play.
We're still short 3 in the inside since Isabel made you and Yen and Danny. We could try a smuggler's paradise.
It hasn't worked since the 50s.
54, actually.
We're talking 2.
Baby Jane, squeaky wheel, followed by a number 2 son. It's complicated, but it's got a high success rate. The only problem is...
Can't do it without a grease man on the inside, without Yen. We'll have to risk it. We'll put him in disguise.
10:10, I leave the cafe. Proceed west.
10:11.
I enter the second floor bathroom.
10:13.
Approach the Spanish steps from the south.
Ambassador and I enter the museum via the main entrance.
10:15.
I help Yen into the ventilation duct.
10:18.
I move Ruben from the east wing to the egg room.
I pause in the great hall. Wow.
Go to the egg room.
10:21.
Yen enters the main frame room. He cuts power to grid 14A. He radios me. I signal Linus.
I then go to the egg room.
10:22.
I drop my keys and move Ruben to his mark.
And?
I blind camera 1.
I blind camera 2.
I blind camera 3.
I blind camera 4.
And I make the switch.
Right. 10:24.
I pull to the southwest corner of the main entrance.
I meet Danny at the steps. We head north. 10:25.
Turk and I make the drop.
All right. Really good stuff. Really good work. Pick it up here in an hour. It's a slam dunk.
Great.
10:45, we don't get arrested.
You bet.
Mr. Lure, who's
predictable. You hear from Nagel?
He'll be here.
A lot to presume from a guy like Nagel. Followed up.
This is Isabel.
It's Johan. I just set a 6 o'clock meeting for you with an André Simon who says he had 4 paintings stolen from his house in Lake Como.
And when was this?
Sometime Friday. He's missing 2 Monets, a Turner, and a Degas.
Which Degas was it?
Blue Dancers. Supposedly there's some surveillance video, but I haven't been able to confirm that yet.
It is all about error correction. 3,000 separate translucent digital slivers instead of the 1,000 I thought it would be. Got it, doesn't have to move. Recreating the lighting conditions was a pain in the ass because it's a mixture of tungsten and real light, but I think the color rendition is pretty damn accurate. Batteries are in the base, 2 minutes maximum.
You're good.
It's good, Roman. You're a genius.
Okay, never got past that grid. That's why you're paying me double.
What? No.
You got my message. Who's that sexy phone voice? Very early Bond.
What message?
The message I left with sexy phone voice. Nicole, on your mobile. Got something going with Gunther? Am I in?
Okay, when did you leave the message?
2 days ago. She had your phone.
She has you?
Yeah.
That means it's...
Yeah.
Well, you better...
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, so, who's got my money? Who has got my bloody money?
Sorry to hear about your mom. She was amazing. Well, I thought so, at least.
She hated you. I should have picked up on that. She hated all thieves.
No wonder you fought.
Excuse me?
May I have my phone back?
No.
It's a nice pull, by the way.
Thanks.
Did you get that tingling sensation down your spine when you did it? Or is that none of my business? You considered a career change?
Have you?
I tried hotels. Better at this. Went by the cafe for some tiramisu. It wasn't the same.
Who's the night fox?
It did something to the eggs.
Why accept his challenge?
Because he'll lose.
But how can you beat him?
We can't.
You're not making any sense.
Okay.
The Bulgari job you pulled with Frank when we were together. I knew it was you.
Why didn't you say something?
Why didn't you? Robert?
I didn't want it to end.
You assumed it would.
Was I wrong?
You shouldn't be here. I have a meeting. Someone stole a whole bunch of paintings in Lake Como.
Interesting. Any leads?
The next time I see you, I'm arresting you. And Ocean, and anybody else I recognize.
Fair enough.
André Simon, enchanté.
Merci.
S'il vous plaît.
Parlez-moi de votre tableau.
Oui, mais danseuse bleue, mon deux gars,
ils l'ont pris. Vous parlez anglais?
Yes, of course, I do. My blue dancers, my deux gars. Mm-hmm. They took it, unfortunately, and really...
Do you have any enemies? Anybody out there who would feel wronged by you?
No, I can't see anyone. But why, you think maybe the thief is trying to harm me personally now? Well, I assumed he would... After the painting themselves, I think it's enough.
Really? Good.
I have something you might be interested in. It's a DVD with all the hidden surveillance cameras I have to my place. It's plenty. I haven't checked it out yet, but... You know, maybe the thieves have been careless enough to be photographed.
I doubt it, this level of thief, but I'll take a look.
Yeah. You never know.
Okay, well, merci, hein?
No, merci, merci.
À la prochaine.
Thank you, Mademoiselle Lairie. Thank you again for everything. Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye, goodbye. Mademoiselle Lairie.
Did you get the fax copy of the 1077? Good. Here's what I need. A dozen, 12 uniformed officers... Metal detectors, extra cameras. So I'll email you the photographs. You have a pen? I'll just give you the names. Okay. Livingston Dale, male, Caucasian, 5'6" and 50 pounds. Virgil Malloy, male, Caucasian, 5'10", 160 pounds. Robert Ryan, male, Caucasian.
Hello.
Buongiorno, Mr. Eisenhower. This is your 5 a.m. wake-up call.
Really?
Yes, I'm afraid. Have a nice day, sir.
Hey. What are you doing?
What are you sleeping? Why are you dressed?
5:30, day of. We gotta go. Let's go.
It's 11:30. The night before.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh, he's mean. He's just mean-spirited. All right, how many espressos do you have?
5.
Yeah, come on.
Ma non si fa così. Ci sono delle regole in questo gioco, forse.
Io non volevo bagnarmi la maschera.
È un buon motivo.
Grazie.
I don't know if she's just confused or she's really turned the corner and hates me now. You think I handled this wrong? I was too forceful, I was too American. She's different. Maybe you're right, maybe she has moved on. You know, I talked to the doctor about getting that tattoo removed. But given its location, he advised against it.
That guy doing potsy is unbelievable.
We'll be right back.
He stitched us up twice in 2 weeks, all over his ego.
It's the first decent evening we've had together, and I don't even know how long.
All right, let's just stay on point here. Let's go over the list again.
Who died and made you, Danny?
No one.
Ugh. I'm sorry, man. I'm like, my emotions are all over the place.
No, I'm just snapping really forceful because I was trying to show good leadership.
You're a good leader. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Thanks. All right, well, let's go over the list again. Swinging Priest.
Not enough people.
Crazy Larry.
Not enough people.
The Soft Shoulder.
Not enough people.
Baker's Dozen.
No woman and not enough people.
Hell in a Handbasket.
And we can't train a cat that quickly. And not enough people. What about Tess?
What about her?
Well, you know how she kind of looks like...
So what?
Yeah, what's your point?
So we do a looky-loo. It's actually a looky-loo with a bundle of joy.
A looky-loo with Tess and a bundle of joy?
Yeah.
You've gone right out of your tree, my son. He's mad. It's madness.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's Italian television crazy, and we're still one short.
No, but think about it. No, she can get near the egg during daylight hours with at least half the system shut down. I mean, that's a trifecta.
You might be right. Make the call.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Linus Caldwell Jr. Varsity, you are not following any of the procedures that Danny and I talked about if Terry Benedict shows up, which means something is wrong. What is wrong?
Danny's fine. He's with Rusty. During this part of the plan, they can't communicate with us.
Promise he isn't hurt.
I promise he isn't hurt.
You're gonna miss the deadline, aren't you?
I know Danny would be thrilled if you were here to meet him in Rome when the job is finished. He misses you like crazy. Plus, you studied art, so I know how much you must love Rome. There's no downside here.
Wow, they're really bringing you along fast, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And Danny would be even more thrilled if you were on the 7 p.m. out of JFK, which means you have to leave right now.
Requested a mid-size. Danny here?
He wants it to be.
So, did you have a nice flight? We weren't quite sure if you were a window or aisle person.
How long's Danny been in jail?
Just a couple of days, really.
Which, you know, on the bright side, he's completely safe from Benedict.
He told me everything was fine. He lied right to me.
Well, what I think he meant by fine is that we're running low on time and money and, you know, we're deeper in debt than when we started.
I assume that you have some kind of a plan to get him out.
Actually, she sounds like her.
No, she needs a southern accent. Can you do a southern accent? She's from the south.
What the hell is going on with you guys?
No, that's not quite on. See, the accent is crucial.
Explain
it's the first thing people notice.
This ridiculous car. What is it doing?
Okay. Just, I'm sorry. All right, I'm just going to level with you. Due to certain personnel losses that we have sustained, various readjustments had to be made. You're going to have to play a small role in this thing. Okay, so can you put these on? I'd like you to put this hat on. You're going to put on that, and you're going to stuff it with that, and we'll turn around. Just give you a little moment.
Small role. Who am I supposed to be?
Well.
Oh. Oh, really? Oh, well, absolutely. I can have, we can make the suite available. No, not trouble at all. I mean, we would love, we are honored that she would think of us again. Okay, thank you. Bye. Sta arrivando Julia Roberts.
How is this going to get Danny out?
We needed someone famous.
Where do you get someone famous?
Just think four weddings and a funeral. I wasn't in four weddings and a funeral. Just protect your fake baby.
Hyperventilating.
Welcome back, Samantha.
Thank you. She's very tired. Thank you. That's the key. Right. Okay.
Oh, let's hide.
Julia.
My name is Teresa.
No, si lo so. Ti chiamo Teresa. Bambina. I just thought I saw a friend of mine. That's all. Someone that I know.
No, no, absolutely not. You can't turn off the pressure sensors. No. Well, she can't touch it. She's a movie star. She's not the Pope, for Christ's sake.
Okay, you're from Smyrna, Georgia. You were born in 1967. Your middle name is Fiona. You've got 10 dogs. You got 7 horses.
Your favorite color is peach.
You're going to
tell everyone it's blue.
You can have more horses than dogs.
I can't do this. I just can't.
Tess, we're out of time.
Julia, please.
Right, Julia, okay? Listen, no. We understand you're feeling a little insecure. That is totally natural.
That's good, actually.
Because you're playing an actress. They're all insecure.
No, I'm not insecure. I'm freaking out.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Now you're playing a role.
No, you're playing a role. I'm apparently playing a real person.
So?
It's just wrong.
You mean, like, morally?
No. Well, yes, probably. I don't know. It's not the point. The point is, you want me to speak for someone who's out there somewhere. It's too personal.
More personal than your husband doing 25 to life.
Right. He will not do 25 to life. Benedict will have him killed immediately.
Don't.
I'm sorry. That was stupid. Sorry.
We're going to be in and out of there in 10 minutes. We have to be. That's our time frame. You don't even have to talk if you don't want to. You smile. You give him a big smile. You wave at the cameras.
That's all she ever does.
No, but if you do say something, don't forget your accent, all right? Drop your G's and longer vowels.
Room service.
Listen, it's gonna be fine. You gotta remember something. You are an image to these people. You're like an object. You know, nobody actually knows you. The last thing in the world this is gonna be is personal.
Bonjour.
Did you like a week
overdue?
What
are you doing in Rome?
Well, I'm here on vacation.
I love you.
You are not supposed to fly after you're 8 months pregnant.
I know.
Is Danny here?
Of course.
Danny!
No. I mean, yes.
He's working.
Yes, yes and no. He's working.
In Rome?
Bruce, Glenn Snackwell. Publicity.
Hey, Glenn.
I'm a big fan.
Thanks.
Very huge.
Great. Actually, you fired Marcy?
Huge fan.
You fired Marcy 2 weeks ago in Taos. You told me I should go with Marcy.
No.
I'm sorry.
Tell him what happened with Marcy, Glenn.
There's a story?
Yeah. Always a story with Marcy.
No, Marcy. That old...
Thanks. Such a surprise.
You should sit down. I'm with the studio. Marcy's still very much in the picture, sir. I just wanted to get you for a second. We're looking to come off this baby thing strong. You know, that little statue on the mantle starts smirking at you after a while. You know what I'm saying?
Not really, Glenn, no.
Right, sorry.
Hey, Jules.
Yes?
That reminds me. You know, I've been meaning to call you since the last time the girls and I were down in town. So
oh, it's so good to see you. So relaxing.
Sorry, I'm a mess. Anyway, Tallulah left her SpongeBob blanket in the red casita.
Okay.
So what I want to do here.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Bruce.
Is call Marcus and have him get a hold of Louise so
okay.
We can make arrangements to send someone down there to get it. He's home now, right?
Oh.
Marcus.
I need to talk to Marcus. That's so funny. Mm-hmm. What a coincidence.
Call Marcus.
Probably over by the window with the reception.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Marcus.
No, it's Julia.
She's
who's this?
It's, it's Julia. I'm with Bruce Willis.
You're with Bruce right now. Can I speak with him? Oh, yes, Tallulah SpongeBob. I'm sorry,
hello?
Can I just talk to him for a second?
Did it drop out? Lose
yeah.
it?
Yes, yeah. it fell out.
Well, oh, God.
What happened?
Put that phone away right now.
What?
Hang it up and put it away. Do you have any idea how vulnerable a fetus's brain is to the electromagnetic field created by your cell phone? You might as well point a gun at your stomach.
I'm Bruce Willis.
Simon Leopold, I am Julia's physician.
He's a doctor.
What happened to Dr. Weber?
Oh, ow. Dr. Weber is
sick.
On vacation.
He's sick.
Sick. He's sick on vacation.
Sick on
don't
vacation.
You
sick
hate
on
that?
Vacation.
I'm sorry to have jumped on you, Mr. Willis. You do very good actings. Very good actings.
Thank you.
Snack bar.
Thanks.
Snack well.
It doesn't matter. If we are to get there at 4 o'clock and do that...
I say 50-50. Closer than that.
2-1, they don't make it to the museum.
5-1, they don't make it to the egg room.
1/2.
What?
对不起，因为他是新来的。
She's still my wife.
She's a novice. You said so yourself.
Led by an apprentice.
Being tracked by a pro.
You want her to win.
Which her?
You know which her, the one who started all this.
Right.
Good, because for a minute there,
Why would I say that? It's not her fault.
No. Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Okay, then.
Good.
Good. I'm confused.
Yeah, who are you talking about?
Isabel. Tess.
No, no, I loved it, but I figured it out.
Well, not a lot of people did. That's pretty amazing.
Well, no, the second that she doesn't talk to you in the restaurant, and I knew something
you figured that out, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the movie still totally works for me, but...
Great. Can we just... Does she really need to be rushing this quickly? She's practically jogging.
In Thailand, mothers routinely give birth in rice paddies and then go right back to work.
Amazing women over there.
Rice paddy?
Oh, she will not have a rice paddy. She will have her own paddy. And she will be very comfortable because she will be strong from this walk and this exercise.
Was she worth it?
Miss Tess?
Perché ha fatto sto rumore? Ma come l'ha caricato? Scusami.
The moment that she let her talk to you in the restaurant? I knew.
Friends didn't tell you what it was?
No.
That's when you figured it out.
Yeah, but the movie was still very enjoyable for me.
Okay. Nice. Everybody's so freaking smart. How come the movie did $675 million worldwide? Theatrical.
Julia. Doctor, doctor, you might want to call the rice paddy now.
Seal off the museum. Everybody in or out.
Quickly.
Okay, sit her down.
Everybody,
J-Mo. Can you hear me, J-Mo? Talk to me.
She is fine. She is fine.
She's good? Okay, that's it. That's it. We're done here.
No more pictures.
No, goodbye.
Don't
thank you, Bruce
just,
Willis.
Just don't.
Thank you, museum.
You are fine.
We are
just
code four.
Walk slowly like you're doing.
Get you into the bar as fast as we can.
Okay, we're not stopping. Don't stop.
We are.
Hello.
How are you doing? We're on our
Isabella
way.
Isabella here, and with
Hi.
The museum.
Hello.
As a consultant.
It is so great to meet you.
I'm
so sorry.
Late.
This won't take long, but I don't want to be an annoying fan or anything like that, but my boyfriend is such a huge fan.
Oh, that's
a huge
great.
Fan, and I can't let you leave unless you sign something for him.
Oh,
would
no,
you mind?
That's very unorthodox.
I'm sorry.
I'd
be happy to. What's his name? His name's Robert.
Robert.
Oh, aren't you a lefty? I thought you were a lefty.
She is a lefty.
Yeah, yes. Often pregnant yeah. women become ambidextrous.
It's oh, our big a, fan.
He doesn't necessarily no, we have both to on. Sign lefty.
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much. This is great.
Okay,
thanks. We're
come, on
come,
the move.
Thank
you. Thank you. Take care now.
Oh, and one more thing. I just got off the phone with someone called Marcy, who just put you on a plane from Taos, New Mexico to L.A., where you have a 1 o'clock meeting about a film, Clowns Can't Sleep. Anyway, she just wanted me to let you know that everyone's running a little late and was wondering if you could make it at 1:30 instead.
I knew it. Shame on you.
I don't think we've met. Bruce.
Isabel, darling, that's what you
do you really have a boyfriend? Or were you just... Was I just part of the whole thing right now?
So, how'd it go?
Mm-hmm.
Lahiri. I'm Section Chief Molly Starr. I spoke to a very nice man at Europol this morning, Commissioner Griezmann. He wants you on the next flight to Amsterdam. There seems to be some irregularity with your paperwork. Commissario. That one. I'll start with that one. Imagine yourself in a room that's too short for you to stand up in and not wide enough for you to lie down in. A room with no light, no heat, and stone walls scratched by the teeth and nails of desperate men, men driven crazy by isolation. You will have rats for company, and a small window that looks out on a world that has passed you by. Your parents will grow old and die, just like your dreams. Your friends will forget your name, tell your stories as their own, because what good is a story when the person who owns it has vanished?
What do you want?
Testify against the others in the Benedict case. The Italian charges will be dropped. You and the others will be extradited to the U.S. this afternoon. Plead, you walk with parole.
I can't.
Think about it. Linus, for a moment there, I was already forgetting your name.
Wait.
Linus.
All right. Thanks.
You okay?
I blew the meat with Matsui.
Matsui? Let me guess, he pulled a loss in translation on you? That's his idea of fun for first-timers.
How do I not see these things?
Don't be down on yourself.
Totally
talked
obvious.
About this. I hope Danny and Rusty appreciate the great job you did. In a tight jam, I'm really proud of you.
Thanks.
We both are.
You told Dad?
I had to, sweetheart.
You told Dad?
I'm sorry.
Great. You're going to be dining out on this one for months. Hey, remember the time your mom had to come to Rome?
Sorry.
Every time with him, it's like a...
That is for keeping me in the dark. And that is for making me a master thief. And that is for ruining our second third anniversary.
Okay. Sorry I kept you in the dark.
sorry that I made you a thief.
Master.
Master thief. Very sorry that I ruined our second, third anniversary. Okay. Forgive me. It's Bruce Willis lines. Ah.
I follow it. That's Ryan's car. Follow that one.
Your father's alive, is he?
Oh.
Your mom lied to you to keep you from him. He's alive.
What are you talking about?
When they divorced, she told him if he ever tried to contact you, she was going to the cops with everything they needed to put him in jail.
How do you know that? And why should I believe you? I don't believe you, okay? You know where he is?
I know somebody who does. There's nothing back there but a Ford's 1077.
Questo mettono in galleria.
Sì. Ah, i suoi ospiti sono in veranda.
Ospiti? Quali ospiti? Ma dai.
No.
No?
No. That'd be horrible.
It's hard, you know, for dinners.
Well, you must have very good contacts. I hear it usually takes days to buy your way out.
Tess, this is Francois Tallure.
Madame Motion, at last. Enchanté.
Hello. She's French.
Shouldn't you be somewhere else by now, like Outer Mongolia, maybe?
Well, before we get to that, we just wanted to ask you one question.
What is that?
How'd you do it?
Oh, so that's why you came. You want to know. Well, I guess that's normal. But I got another deal for you. You both recognize that I'm the best, and I'll tell you my secret.
Yeah.
That,
get him to tell us and tell him that he is the best.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna tell him.
All right.
Because I think
you're the best. Thank you. All right. We'll tell you you're the best after you tell us how you did it.
Hey. How can I refuse a dying man's last request? The egg arrived in Rome at 6:45 p.m. the Saturday before it went on display. It was at the museum by 8 p.m.
Hold on. You stole it that evening? With the museum locked down for the night? How'd you even get in the building? How'd you get past the ground sensors? Why didn't my recon team see you?
Don't touch my thing. Don't get your hand off of it.
Like it works anyway. Can you see? You can't see anything.
I see you.
It doesn't
work.
Look
like a retard.
It's ridiculous.
This is what you did.
I'll pay you $1 million if you don't speak for a month.
Now you've greased
it up. 1 month, I'll give you $1 million if you don't speak for a whole month. How about that?
I want to eat your whole head.
Go ahead. $1 million. No joke.
Right. With no equipment. No rope.
Well, of course. Come on. Don't tell me you don't know how to do that.
How did you get by the laser field in the Great Hall?
Aha. The laser fields. Well. Thank you, Danny.
Good. Now, if you can just get us our money, we'll be going.
The money? What money?
The money that you agreed to pay Benedict if we won.
We're under a deadline.
No. You don't understand. You didn't win. You lost. And not only did you lose, your whole entire crew got pinched. Oh, and by the way, I gotta tell you something. You don't look anything like her. Eventually the nose, but the ears, and I mean the way you walk and you dress. That you spoke to Lamarck. You spoke to Lamarck?
Since I'm dead, I think my involvement in this matter should stay among the three of us.
Of course,
absolutely.
It's ironic that the solution to all of our problems will be provided by Talur. I'm sure I provoked him by agreeing with my American friend that you might be better than him. I apologize sincerely for the trouble I've caused you.
No need, especially now.
Remember, from the time you see Talur at his villa and the challenge begins, you must assume he will have you under surveillance everywhere you go. You'll have to put on a very elaborate show. The egg, the real egg, will be carried in a backpack on a train leaving Gardenau at 9:30 a.m.
Thank you. You saved our lives, Gaspar.
Yeah.
And I'm still getting the better of you.
Paintings are in a high-security warehouse in Milan. It's 17 Via Andreotti, Unit 222. Security code is 2311...
646. Thank you.
Well, all games aside, that was very good. That's good. How'd you do that?
Well, I told you one story tonight, I think that'll be enough. So now, if you, both of you, could please, now.
Ho sbagliato tante volte ormai, che lo so già. Che oggi quasi certamente sto sbagliando su di te. Ma una volta in più che cosa può cambiare nella vita mia?
Accettare questo. Whose house is this?
Belongs to a thief I know in Paris.
He knows my father?
Probably better than anyone.
Who is he?
He helped with the whole Night Fox thing.
What's his name?
His real name? I don't know, actually. I've only known him as Lamarck.
Lamarck? Where the hell have you been?
Waiting.
For what?
For this.
So, we done? Issue closed?
Is it actually good?
It's good. Trust me.
I don't trust you, Reuben, and I don't trust Ocean. If it's good, we're done.
These grudges, they're awful. Nobody wins. Danny's had enough of this, Michigas. And the competition, it's worse than our business. Always some new young punk trying to prove himself.
Guys like Ocean, they keep coming back. They don't like to lose. Too much ego, too much pride.
It may be for some guys, but not Danny. You could trust me on that. Actually, Danny don't feel like he lost in all this. It's hard to believe, but that's how he feels.
Well, if he tries anything, if anybody tries anything, I'll be waiting.
Terry, I can't predict the future. I pay professionals to do that, and even they get it wrong sometimes. I can't say that nobody's ever going to try to rob from you again. But I can say this. If, God forbid, anything does happen to you, we will not be involved.
You better not be, Reuben.
Wait, you didn't get it. You want five?